Well, let's continue the discussion about the extraordinary personal clash on show between Peter Dutton and Roman Quadleague. Not long ago, two of the most powerful men in the country, really, and two close friends, but no longer. David Crowe is the chief political correspondent for Fairfax Newspapers. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Peter Dutton really stunned the Parliament with those comments yesterday about Roman Quadleague, the man he appointed to run Border Force 3 years ago. His attack is protected under privilege. Do you think it was deliberately crafted to demolish Roman Quadleague as a credible witness in the O'Pair affair?
Absolutely. What's happening here is the best form of defence is attack, and Peter Dutton is absolutely going for it against Roman Quadleague and doing whatever he can with the benefit of parliamentary privilege. And to use the word grooming is really something that a lot of people are thinking about this morning as to how this goes, because Roman Quadleague is indicating in a tweet that he is going to raise this with the Speaker of the House of Representatives. That then raises the question of whether Peter Dutton would be asked to withdraw that. Would he do so? At the moment, he is so aggressive in his defence of his behaviour that he doesn't look like he wants to take a backward step at all.
Okay. Talking about backward steps and not taking them, the Prime Minister has effectively declared nothing to see here to some degree when it comes to the claims of bullying and intimidation by Liberal women. He's spoken with Senator Lucy Gachui. He said she didn't give him any names and she told him she wasn't bullied by anyone in this place in Canberra when they met to discuss that. What's the signal here? Should Scott Morrison be doing more? I mean, as Tanya Plibersek just pointed out, five or six Liberal women now have stood up and made a complaint effectively. Should this be further investigated?
I think it would have to be. I think that...
Do you think it's going to be?
I don't think that there is going to be an investigation. I think that at the moment, I know with other journalists, there is no comment from the whip, Nola Marino, on what she's doing in response to any concerns that have been raised with her. And we've heard from the Prime Minister that he's countering the claims that there was bullying here. But there are anecdotes that are known, and there are people who
Stood in the Senate and said it.
That's right. Linda Reynolds stood in the Senate and said it. Kelly O'Dwyer issued a statement about bullying. Julia Banks issued a statement about bullying and intimidation. She didn't refer only to bullying and intimidation in the week of the spill. This is the thing. She referred to bullying and intimidation on both sides, but Julia Banks didn't put a time on when this bullying and intimidation occurred. So there's an issue to be looked at. And it's the discussion within the coalition party room. It is being discussed. It's very hard to dismiss it.
Yeah, it's very hard to get it on the public record at the moment, though. We are trying. David, you're president of the Press Gallery. The Midwinter Ball is tonight in spring. A feature is always the charity auction. This year, people will be bidding to meet Bill Shorten, Tanya Plibersek at Parliament House, or have a curry cooked by no less than the Prime Minister. Who's attracting the most bids?
The big bids are going for things including an AFL Grand Final ticket, Fran, which is two AFL Grand Final tickets. So there's quite a few options there. It's neck and neck between the two parties in a sense. There are still bids for both Scott Morrison and for Tanya and Bill Shorten. It's been a time of turmoil, I've got to say, in Parliament House, and it's only the last couple of days that Scott Morrison was able to come forward with that auction item to cook a curry for people at Kirribilli House. So the time limit has been incredible, and you know, it's fantastic. The leaders on both sides are able to do it,
and bids are still open, right?
Oh, you betcha. Until tonight.
Just given you a big shout out. Everybody, get on board. The money goes to charity. David Crowe, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
David Crowe is chief political correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age.